All right, welcome, folks. Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com, and I'm joined today by a very special guest, Carrie Rivera, who is an author, a researcher, and an autism expert. And we have a really exclusive, amazing announcement that Brighteon.tv is going to be carrying the first Brighteon Autism Conference, a live streaming event coming up this Saturday, which is November 5th, I believe. Is it? Yeah, I think it's the 5th. At least in the year 2022, it's a Saturday. And also, it's going to be posted for recording if you miss it live. But joining me to explain that event and what's coming up is Carrie Rivera. Thank you for joining me today. It's an honor to have you on.
Well, Mike, thanks for giving me some time. I know you're a busy fella, but I really, really appreciate it. And I think that it's really important that we're talking about autism now that everybody's been aware of this jab that happened over the last couple of years. And we're aware that inoculations are not always what they seem to be. And of course, as Dr. Stephanie Seneff, who is one of our presenters, predicted by her digital analysis that by every other child born in 2032 will have autism in their lifetime, which is far worse than any, I think, nuclear war that we could possibly have. So we have to save the children. And of course, this is all being promoted by the CDC. So it's not an American thing. It's an international thing. And the children are, of course, they've always gone after the children, Mike. And somebody said it yesterday or a day before. I was listening to something. I don't know if it was you or Alex, but somebody had a guest on, and she was saying the reason they've always gone for the children in Satanism, it's like the highest, it was something too sick. I didn't really capture the whole thing, but the idea of always going after the children. And right now we're looking at one in 30 children, including boys and girls.
I think that was Laura Logan who said that.
Yes,
with Alex.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I even wrote it down and I couldn't even grasp the concept. But it is true. They are going after our children. And of course, if we don't have children that grow up into human beings, we don't have more human beings, and then we cease to exist. And that is exactly what they want, and we can't let that happen.
Absolutely. And I want to mention, folks, you can watch this autism event for free. Just go to brighteon.tv. That's coming up. And also, Carrie, I think we're hearing the little blips of your computer when you receive an email or a message or something. So if you have a way to mute that, a couple of those have come through. I don't know if there's a way to mute, just to mute those sounds, but there's something coming through.
Well, Mike, I'm so bad with the technology. I'm really sorry. I don't know what's happening on the backside. I don't know.
Okay, no worries. It was just a couple. It might not be a big deal. But tell us, who's speaking at this event?
Well, we're going to have Dr. Stephanie Seneff, who I mentioned is, she just wrote a book last year on glyphosate. And of course, glyphosate's destroying our immune system. Another one of my fan favorites is Dr. Judy Mikovits, who's also, a whistleblower, has been in the know for a long, long time. Celia Farber, who basically blew open the whole HIV/AIDS, and she's one of my heroes, and she's
are great people, yeah.
Really, and she comes from she's like showing us the propaganda, what they use for the HIV, what they use for COVID, and so she's talking to us like, wake up, people, hello, wake up, we cannot be just slumbering into these, and how the propaganda rolls and how we just roll with the propaganda, be a good person for me, for you, this kind of thing. Dr. Mark Serkis, he's going to talk about chlorine dioxide. Dr. Heinz Reinwald, he's an expert on, lots of things, but big time ketogenic diet and getting rid of seizures. That's one of his big pieces. And then one of my dear friends, Isabel Guzman, and she's an expert in RPM, so nonverbal children communicating and going to university. So sometimes our kids, they don't get their speech back for whatever pathway that was damaged, but they really do know how to communicate. And there's a few other people that have been doing that type of thing. Christopher Key, he's the vaccine police. And of course, his children are affected somehow as well. So I said, we definitely have to have his voice there. And a dear friend of mine, Anna Rogers. Anna Rogers wrote a book called A Toxic People, Toxic World. And so how she got healthy and ended up having healthy children, thankfully. And then Dr. Gaston Cornu-Labat, he's also going to be presenting about the topic. He's into kind of alternative stuff, and it's not MedBed, but it's got another name, something like that. And then Linda Scottson, and this is definitely last but not least, Linda Scottson created something called the Scottson Technique. She's out of the UK. Her child was destined to never walk, chew, anything. He runs marathons now. And she created this technique, which actually she did a university degree. She got a PhD with this, and they actually documented it and everything. So she's very well documented. She has books. She has a hyperbaric chamber in a clinic where she treats a lot of children with autism and cerebral palsy right outside of London. And she is just a treasure. So that, those are our speakers. We only have a small window, so everybody's got 15 minutes, but it is the
most
important part.
Oh, good luck
part.
With that. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, no, but it is. It's a great compliment of people. I just think, I mean, none of those people can limit their speech to 15 minutes because they have so much to offer. They're so brilliant. I mean, and you would want to hear from them longer than 15 minutes, but
yeah,
you know,
I was negotiating
good luck.
The producer, Mike. I was negotiating. He's like, they can do it in 15. I'm like, how about 20? He's like, 15 or 15. So we have to start somewhere. And I think the important thing, Mike, is, and thank you very much for the platform. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's so wonderful to be able to actually speak words and not be censored into oblivion with Brighteon. And of course, having the platform, I think once this is a success, more people get it. You know, they can even run ads in it. There's a lot of ways that it can be in the future paying for itself, because I know
absolutely
that people go to the Health Ranger store, that helps to offset the cost of these things. So we really appreciate when people.
Well,
do that.
Or we, you know, we welcome, if you want to have your own sponsors of the event and you want to do their ads, you know, like a bottom bar or something during the event, maybe you could do this in a future event. Mm-hmm. We're totally okay with that. We don't have anything against that. I mean, maybe we could help sponsor your event as well and others. So there's lots of good ways to get you some funding to do your
sponsoring it. It is your producer.
Through the store.
Well, it's your producer. I mean, we're not charging. Nobody's charging. Everybody's doing it.
Right.
Because we care about the children. But you were so gracious that, you know, the producer and the graphic design, they did. Oh, my gosh. Wait till you see the graphic design.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, our team is on the same mission. We all think the same. It's like, let's help everybody we can. Yeah. Let's get the message out. We've got lives to save. We got to get busy with it, whatever it takes. That's what this is all about. Now, okay, so – again, if people tune in for free at Brighteon.tv, you're going to need to click on the live stream one, I believe is what it is. And you'll see this again, 10 a.m. Eastern, Saturday on the 5th of November, 2022. The duration is allegedly 3 hours. I think it'll be five, which is okay. It's all okay. And then if you miss it, you could go back and watch the recording. It'll be on the Brighteon TV channel on Brighteon.com. So there'll be an archive video that you can watch. And let me ask you, Carrie, is it okay if people repost that recording on other platforms and channels?
I was just going to ask them to do that. I mean, if people want to save lives, that would be the best thing that they can do, is share it forward.
Okay, awesome. And then also people can learn about you and your work on CarrieRivera.com.
Right.
And Carrie spelled with a K.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for putting the sign over your head there.
My parents were being really tricky. So, you know, they got the I, the K.
Yeah, K-E-R-R-I, Rivera, .com is the website for that. Okay, that's awesome. And are you speaking as well, I would imagine, right?
I'm speaking as well, Mike. You know, I have been, like I said, the censorship, I had my house raided. I had, you know, 15 well-armed police officers in my house. This kind of crazy stuff that we shouldn't have to live through. But it comes down to, they don't like your speech. You know, you're free to speak, but we don't like your speech, and you're going to be held accountable for that. We didn't like it. So I'm just decided I'm not going to live in fear anymore. And they've not done actually anything besides scare me. And after the fear passes, then the anger comes. And then you say, why am I going to live like this? If I live another two more minutes or another 20 more years, I don't want to live in fear. So I was interviewing Dr. Gaston today, and he said, we have two things here. We have fear and love. And I prefer to just walk in the light, in the protection that it gives, and then the fear's got to go away. And that's really, you see, we're all a bunch of like-minded people over on Brighteon. It's such a nice team to be in. I was talking to somebody the other day. Actually, I was talking to Celia Farber. And it's like, but look, if it hadn't been for the raid, I wouldn't have met you. You know, so these kind of things. Like, if it hadn't been for, like, the hardships in life, you know, we might not have met each other.
Well, exactly. Now, let me ask you about the current vaccines, the so-called COVID vaccines, which are really mRNA experimental injections, not vaccines at all.
Right.
What do you know so far about what that's going to do to autism rates in our world?
Well, I'll tell you something. I got it in Chile, the country of Chile. I had a contact from some parents there, and they said, we have a 7-year-old daughter, and she's now punching herself in the head, which is PANDA, self-injurious behavior, and autism. Does she have autism? No, she doesn't have autism. But in order to go to school, she had to get the COVID jab. and you cannot homeschool in that country. So there was no way around it. Now, what I'm wondering is how many other children have had this major regressive behavior at the age of 7, 8 years old, which typically autism will show up in the first 2 years, 2.5 years of life. So it looks like it's going to be really bad for us, especially in the countries where they're mandating those vaccines for school.
But are we seeing any increase in rates of autism among vaccinated children? Any solid data on that yet, or is that yet to come?
I haven't seen yet, but they usually come out by the beginning of next year for the last year. So right now we're sitting, and these are U.S. stats, 1 in 30 children, including boys and girls, both of them. Because if you take out the girls and you put in the, it's far more rampant in boys than it is in girls. So I think that number is even worse.
Well, and also these vaccines were only recently added to the childhood immunization schedule by the CDC. So really, until that happened, you know, a lot of schools did not mandate it. And now I think more schools will mandate it. So obviously these injection rates will go up from here forward. And if the vaccine companies get their way, it's going to be at least an annual injection. So there's a risk of harm every time that a child is jabbed.
Humanity. I mean, this is why we cannot worry. We cannot be sitting on the porch in fear. We have got to just keep going, and we have to keep being vocal about this, because they're taking away the chance that humanity survives. And I'm really concerned. And again, you know, at this point in my life, I'm over the hump, as they say. So, I mean, this is, you know, nothing left to lose. We cannot just sit there and, you know, I lost my son to the ignorance that I didn't know 22 years ago to a vaccine injury. And you know, you can do as much as you want. You can recover some of the kids, but it didn't have to be this way. And you're never going to recover 100% of the kids anyway. I mean, I don't see that happening in the near future, 100%. So what happens? These kids stay there. And then what happens when the parents, I mean, the whole thing is so ugly. It just so hideous. And I've seen people put their kids in institutions. The other day, I had a consultation with a family, 2 kids, 6 and 8 with autism, stay-at-home mom. She's about ready to off herself. She's a mess. And now she's pregnant with a third child. And you know what? That's probably not going to be so good. And it's really, really concerning, because now what happens to that family? Do we have a murder-suicide? Does that that happens a lot, by the way. They don't talk about it so often, but there's a lot of this, you know, this murder-suicide thing.
Well, that's very sad and alarming, and especially Dr. Seneff has said that she believes what 1 out of 2, you said, individuals will be diagnosed with autism in their lifetime. Is that
exactly
what she said?
Yeah, because the kids are not born with it, so they're going to get it because they're getting jabbed and they're getting this environmental toxin. And Dr. Seneff believes that it's really has everything to do with the glyphosate in the food. And of course, you're a forensic scientist, so you know exactly what's in there. By the way, Mike, Canada right now is about to put into law that parents can euthanize their autistic children.
I saw that. We covered that. It's unreal. And wasn't that also that children can be euthanized without parental consent?
I don't want to think about it, but I missed that part, but yeah, probably.
I think that was either the Canadian law or somewhere in America, but I saw that too. It's extraordinary. I mean, our governments have turned into child murdering terrorist organizations. I mean, there's no other way to say it. That's what they're doing. They're murdering children, and they're also disabling children. So as a society, we're going to be faced with how do we deal with, you know, tens of millions of injured children who are disabled in some cases, you know, different degrees of disability that need assistance, that need funds in order to be able to function, and they need help. Right. And yet, where's that help going to come from when you have such large numbers?
Exactly. And of course, you take one of the parents out of the workforce. So automatically, we're reducing our standard of living.
Yeah, that's right. And then you have all the aggregate economic implications of that as well. You take, well, you know, half the workforce away in that household. And then you have additional expenses for the, you know, helping that child be able to navigate the world. So obviously we've got to learn how to stop this right up front. And of course, the establishment says that vaccines have nothing to do with autism and that all vaccines are safe and effective and that they don't even need evidence because they're moving at the speed of science. So that's what we've heard recently. No evidence, no clinical trials needed. Did you hear that? Moving at the speed of science.
Right.
What does that mean?
Exactly. You know, the other thing, Mike, is really important. They also have always tried to destroy the family. And 90% of families with a child diagnosed with autism end up in divorce. It is the most stressful. I mean, marriage is difficult on a regular, just two people living together, whether it's man, women, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's still difficult, two roommates even living together, or siblings when they're growing up, you know? So it's very difficult. And then when you add more stress to it, and then of course the financial, you know, you have to get certain foods and you have to get certain things. These things are so stressful. It just, you know, they're destroying the family, they're destroying the children, our society in the next 20 years. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's critical to get the word out about this. I know you've got books and you've got many other videos on your website. I want to encourage people to go there, carrierivera.com. And again, it's spelled K-E-R-R-I. And also remind folks, do not miss this conference, the Brighteon Autism Conference, this Saturday. It's a free event. You don't even have to register. I mean, in fact, there's not even a way to register. You just go to brighteon.tv, you click on the live stream, and you start watching it. It's that simple. Do it from any browser, any device, anything. So what else do you have in mind after this conference? What are you working on that we need to know about?
Well, I'd really like to do a bigger one, actually, because this was just kind of a test the water sort of thing and talk to your producers and like, hey, what do you think? And like, well, we don't have the time. I'm like, please, please, please. So, you know, for the kids, they're like, all right, for the kids. So because it's extra work, of course. So I was thinking that we would make a larger one. And of course, by then, you know, with this one, it's going to be a success, meaning people have seen it. It's helping people. They're sharing it forward. We're saving lives. Maybe to do another one sometime early 2023 with more people like the Dell Bigtrees and the Wakefields, but more people. They're very busy people. So I only had a sort of a small window in the people that were able to do it, where they were very generous and they pushed me into their schedule and they said that they would be part of it. So, and for the amount of time that I had and the amount of hours that I was given to fill, it was perfect. It actually worked out exactly perfect. And I think that, like I said, we're going to be talking, like I'm going to talk about protocol. Dr. Senev is going to talk about where we're going, like 2032. And then like Celia Farber is going to be talking about the propaganda, like wake up people, whatever they're telling you. If they're telling you it's white, just know it's black. If they're telling you it's good, just know it's bad. And just go ahead and do the opposite. And you'll probably be right every time.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Are you finding that people are more open to your message about the link between vaccines and autism now that they have endured 2.5 years of just being lied to and propagandized by the vaccine industry and the COVID bioweapons industry? Has that opened people up to your message?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So many people have said, oh, you know, I thought you were crazy, or, you know, I see all this. They say that you bleach and this, and okay, that's sodium hypochlorite, you know, so you try to help people to understand a little bit, or send them out the video of the universalantidote.com, and you can go see the whole story there, as you know. So and of course, people like yourself, Dr. Peter McCullough, they just took his license.
Saw that.
And he's somebody that actually came out and said those words, chlorine dioxide, only about 3 months ago, 4 months ago. So I think that, you know, we're kind of all getting on the same page. So it's, people are definitely coming over and saying, wow, there's something really wrong here.
Well, it's amazing if they, the authorities, take the licenses away from the people who are telling the most truth and who make the most sense, then all that does is it proves to us, the people, that the medical licensure is a hoax to begin with. And that those who remain licensed are probably to be distrusted if those who tell the truth have their licenses yanked. So, you know, almost have to thank the authorities for proving yet again that Dr. Peter McCullough is an American hero and that we are correct in our assessment of what they're doing. It's really just another great confirmation.
They're doubling down. And every time they double down, more people wake up. That's for sure.
Exactly. And, you know, they can't bury the autism epidemic, if you call it that, because it's something that people experience in their own lives. How many moms have autistic children or know autistic children of other families or other parents or have other relatives who are on the spectrum in one way or another? It's not like they can just go on TV and tell us, no, there's no such thing as autism. You're making it up. When you're looking at your child, we're not making this up. This is very real. Or even, frankly, with vaccine deaths. You know, they're trying to tell us that vaccines don't cause anybody to die. Why are so many people dying after taking the vaccine? You know, people can see it for themselves. So it's all coming out at this point. I think the timing of your message is really critical, Carrie.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you again for giving us a platform to do it on. Did you also see, and I think I saw this on your Telegram page, that of the Big Ten university teams, they checked, I think, ultrasound, something like that, their hearts, and they all had myocarditis, whether they were showing symptoms or not.
I do recall a story we did that every person who took the shot has some level of heart damage. It's probably the same study.
Might be. Yeah, might be. It was just a couple of days ago. I thought it was either yours or there's another one. Resist the Mainstream is another one that has some other stuff. But I'm just shocked to see, you know, these people are, well, they're not really going to get away with it in the long run. But still, look at what they've done with autism. I mean, I always thought to myself, you know, we're running around with our heads cut off 15 years ago saying, you know, the vaccines and stop and this and that. And they just silenced us one by one until, you know, none of us had. Well, I don't have, they took my bank account, they took my PayPal account, they took my Yahoo account, forget it, I don't have any social media at all, Facebook, that's all gone, because the message was their opposing message.
Well, that's why we built Brightown, as you know. I mean, that's why we're here. And yeah, PayPal ripped us off for a few thousand dollars as well. They just closed the account, stole the money, and we're just too busy to deal with it. So we just moved on and said, okay, PayPal is just highway robbery, a criminal organization. Why are we not surprised? So we built our own platform. That's what Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv are all about. And that's why I'm really thrilled that you're using the platform in this way, Carrie. In fact, I think that this could be a great kind of model, a test run for other live events. And, you know, we'd really like to help other content creators and organizers like yourself who can bring really compelling content to the platform. We'd like to help host and coordinate those events as well. So I think is our team doing all the connections with the other speakers and just like we're doing the studio function for you?
Well, yeah, they're actually videos. So I had everybody tape it prior and then mm-hmm. I will be the one there weaving. I'm going to do the introduction. I'm going to do all the weaving between of, you know, my next guest is Mike Adams or my next guest is whoever the guest is. By the way, I was thinking to myself, I know that you're good friends of Ty Bollinger and his wife. You know, yeah. Maybe they could do some sort of an online about cancer, because cancer is also, they're saying, you know, one in two people will have cancer in their lifetime. So their message is really important. And there's so many people that do have specialty in treating cancer alternatively without even having to get into an oncologist's office.
Oh, absolutely. I know several people who produce these documentary series programs. And you're right. I should invite them all to use our platform. I mean, we're just offering it for free, you know, just to get the word out. We don't mind paying all the bandwidth. I mean, even if a million people join and watch, I think that's great. I mean, we might get a bill for $50,000 for the bandwidth, but you know what? Hey, that's a million lives that we just impacted in a positive way. It's totally worth it. So we'll do what we can do. And the same for you, you know, whatever event you coordinate next, we'd love to have you back on. And, you know, maybe with some more prep time, you could even expand the speakers too.
That's what I want to do, actually, Mike. I mean, the same thing and probably even some of the same speakers, but they give them a little bit more time and maybe even give them like something to go down instead of saying just kind of general whatever you want to talk about, which is sort of because I think these voices are all very important voices. I mean, there's so many at this point that are so important, but I would like to do another one, maybe, like I said, in early 2023 with, you know, far more, maybe do a weekend thing, maybe, you know, how people used to go to convention centers and spend the weekend, but autism parents, we can't. We don't have people that just take care of our kids for, you know, we're going to go away for 72 hours, see you later. We can't do that kind of thing. So that's why it's important to have the format that you have, the freedom of speech, so we can say what we want to say, yet you can hear it from, you know, while you're taking care of your child, you can leave it on, you can be listening to it. So I think that is for the autism family is the most important thing.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I think it's a wonderful idea. And I'm so thankful that you are doing what you're doing. You know, you're tenacious, you know, you have a lot of energy, determination, and courage in all the things that you do. And frankly, if we had more people like you, and I think more people are waking up and speaking out, then that's how we're going to beat this. You know, remaining silent is not an option, especially when they're coming for our kids. So what you're doing, Carrie, it's truly extraordinary. Any final thoughts before we wrap up this interview today?
Well, I'm really grateful. I follow your work and that of Alex Jones as well. And what I really like is that you're actually putting a portal or something, and I'm probably using the wrong word, but you're storing this information because they're eventually going to make all of our voices and all of what we're doing disappear.
They're going to try.
Right. They're going to try, but people like you are actually, you know, you've prepped to the max, even like looking into humanity. And I think fighting for the children is really the key survival. And like that lady said, that Laura said the other day, I mean, we have to protect our children. Because I remember when I was a kid, there was a song by the Carpenters, and I would get always misty about it. And it was, "Bless the beast and the children, for in this world they have no voice, they have no choice." I also have a couple dogs. She's sitting right next to me sleeping right now. I really believe that they are so innocent, and that if we don't do the right thing and we don't protect them, then we're just like the same. We're going along, and we can't do that anymore. And I think the raid on my house showed me something really important. That was 15 months ago, but that really showed me something. You know, one thing was they're taking my bank account, and they're taking my email, and they're taking this. But then when they raid your house, all of a sudden, it's I'm not afraid anymore. Like, you, when you have the ultimate fear thing happen to you, you say, wow, that's really scary. Like, can't sleep for weeks. I've never been in a situation. And then when I came out of that fear part, the anger set in, and right now I'm just driven. I mean, we just have to walk in the light, and we have to just really, for the future of humanity, do the right thing. And that is to save the children. And like you're doing every day, I mean, politically exposing these people, and hopefully one day we all just wake up, because like they said in that Disney movie, the ants' life, ants' world, whatever it was, but there's more of us than there are of them. And if they ever learn that, there goes their way of life. So it's really important that we know there are more of us than there are of them.
Well said. And folks, don't miss this event, the Autism Conference on Brighteon.com. Well, I'm sorry, Brighteon.tv. That's where you're going to be able to find it. So check it out this coming Saturday, or look for the video archive on the Brighteon TV channel on Brighteon.com if you missed the event. And thank you so much, Carrie, for joining me today.